Radio. News, opinion, and a little irreverence from both sides of the 49th parallel. This is American Uck Radio with Mike Phillip.
Welcome back to Rock Friday on American Rock Radio on Mojo 50 and WBM 324. We've still got Chet in Alabama riding shotgun, and we've got more requests to get to. We've got a lot of twofers. I'm sitting here listening to music with one of my best friends and all of our great listeners across North America and the world in the chat room, and I'm drinking a refreshing bottle of water with Beyond Tangy Tangerine in it. This is the absolute greatest vitamin and mineral complex on the planet, and I love the taste. You're a longtime user of our products over at AmericanRockRadio.com, aren't you, Chet?
I am. I do want to try the powder Tangy Tangerine. I'm still using the pills, have been fantastic.
Yeah, you got to get the powder. Yeah, try the original. Pills, they're the 2.0. It's got like 16,000% of your daily recommended vitamin B. Also, listen to this. The ORAC value, okay, oxygen radical absorption capacity of the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 pills that you can buy at AmericanRockRadio.com. And if you have a rough time finding them, navigating the website, just hit the contact button, let me know, and chances are I'll just call you. I do it all the time. But the ORAC value is off the charts. When they figured out what it was, they had to rerun the numbers and test it about three or four more times because they didn't believe that something could be that powerful. So what ORAC does is it will add an extra oxygen particle to a free radical, right, so that it doesn't have a negative value and therefore does not cause inflammation and cancer. And so this is just the most it's the best kept secret out there, quite honestly. And if you hate doctors for what making your kids wear masks and forcing unproven, untested jabs on everybody, then the best thing that you can do to get back at them is be healthy. Chet, have you felt pretty good taking that stuff over the last while?
I have, Mike. I've felt better in the last few years. I've been taking the product more so than I did with all the exercise than I ever did in the military. It's just phenomenal. I wish I had known about it back then.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Let's get back to the music. AmericanRockRadio.com is where you can get Beyond Tangy Tangerine original or 2.0 in powder and in pill form. And the powder tastes like peach juice. Who doesn't like peach juice? If you don't like,
it's just peaches.
Some kind of psychopath. You don't like peach juice. Applehead, 6 feet under on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. This is a solo project of Greg Minier, who was the lead guitar player for hardcore grind thrash band The Crucified. It's not that heavy, don't worry. It's just rocking. Rock Friday, American Rock Radio. We'll be right back. 6 feet under, Greg Minier on his solo project with Applehead. You know what, Chet? We've got a bunch of twofers here. I think we should probably do some of that, huh?
Let's get in it, man.
We've got, so I'm going to let you choose the next one. The one that we have left are Journey, Paul Simon, and the Spinners. It's your call, Chet. Those are the twofers that we've got loaded up.
Oh, God, that's a hard choice, dude. Yeah, I know. Let's kick it off with the Spinners.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Well, it's this cool. I'm doing it. Spinners, twofer on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. Back in a bit with Chet from Alabama.
fathom grace and heaven have of one man. Oh. And then he had the nerve to twinkle his left toe, but through his knee got the feeling in his head, y'all.
Topic for a song, but a lot of rock songs, actually, if you listen to the lyrics, chat, they're actually really dumb. Like, if you just spoke them, people would think you were an absolute idiot. See, that's rock and roll is not what you say, it's how you say it, right? It's like talking cool, you know. And I could play country, but I would rather shoot a Western with Alec Baldwin, to be honest with you. I would just, there's not a lot of things that I would do rather than that. But so, dude, I don't know how you hold a loaded actual gun and not be able to distinguish between a prop gun and that. I don't know how you I don't understand. Maybe there's something I'm missing. I've never been in Hollywood, but I'm guessing that Alec Baldwin has been around guns. Okay, he's an American. He's probably one of the few people in New York City that can have a concealed carry permit. But like, what are your thoughts? I mean, if I'm holding a loaded gun, I know if you hit the release and the mag comes out, you can see bullets in it. Like, I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Well, I have to say first off that any situation like this is tragic, no matter who's involved.
Oh, definitely.
But the irony here is very thick.
It is. Yeah.
Given Alec Baldwin's stance on gun control and things like that.
Yeah.
I guess it just depends. I mean, if a movie is shooting a scene that involves firearms, you know, are they using actual firearms with squib rounds in them, or are they using, which is a blank, or are they using prop guns with blanks, you know, that just shoot caps or whatever. I know Brandon Lee in the filming of The Crow was tragically killed when he put the muzzle of the pistol to his head and squeezed the trigger. Well, even though that's a blank round, it still has stuff coming out of that muzzle at a high enough velocity that it can kill you. As was evident from the outcome with Brandon Lee.
Yeah, but after what happened with Brandon Lee, I'm sure that they would have put in some controls over that. Like, you'd have a firearms officer overseeing the shoot and somebody that would be checking them. Where does the responsibility lie with this? You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's not going to – I don't think it's squarely on the shoulders of the actor themselves. I think there's a lot of people behind the scenes that – probably, you know, it's a domino thing. If you did an investigation of the shooting, which I'm sure they will, they're going to try to get to the root cause. How did this actually happen? What dominoes had to fall to get to that point? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And also, the other thing I'd like to ask is how does the CIA put live plastic explosive in a school bus in a district where they're trying to call the parents terrorist? You heard that story?
have not heard that story.
You haven't heard that story?
I have not heard that story. Where have I been all day?
They discovered, this was actually last week, it was reported that they discovered live C4 plastic explosive in under the hood of a school bus, and the CIA claimed that it was for a drill, but it was an actual explosive, and the bus had done about 140 miles with kids in it while that stuff was in there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's, no, no, that doesn't happen by accident.
There's no way.
There's no way that's an accident.
Well, and the other thing, too, is it just a fake story that was planted in order to get everybody pissed off by the CIA through the Mockingbird media? Am I getting too out there?
No, that's the thing. I mean, what information do you trust, you know, when you have something like that comes out and then others are saying, oh, no, that was, you know, the CIA, you know, they're, you know, it just boggles my mind. It's almost like you just want to tune it off and just go live your life. screw everybody else. You know,
right.
I'm going to get 140 acres and kiss my ass and leave me the hell alone.
That's a good way of looking at it. We're going to go our next song on the queue here. Days of the New. The Downtown on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. Rocks of the New, the downtown on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. And I've got it on really good authority that people are digging the tunes today. I sure am, Chet.
Well, this is a really good spread across the spectrum.
It is, yeah. And people need that. You don't want repetition over and over and over again. Unless it's good commercials. We'll be back with more American Rock Radio's Rock Friday after this.
Recently discovered in a small subsection of the Green New Deal, the United States Air Force is moving away from conventional explosive ordnance.
Being considered to replace these terrible weapons are more ecologically friendly weapons, such as cat coolers, to be used like anvils in a Wile E. Coyote cartoon.
Recently declassified audio from deep inside Cheyenne Mountain.
Senator, come quick. The Chinese have taken over the island beachhead. What should we do?
Release the cat coolers!
The first cat cooler dropped activated a volcano on impact. The cooler still has ice in it and was used as a life raft by 26 island refugees.
China has signaled their unconditional surrender, and it is anticipated that the cat cooler will never again be used in such a destructive way.
What? China surrendered, G.I. Joe! No more drop a cat cooler!
No coolers were harmed in the making of this ad, but the island is a total loss. Cat coolers does not recommend dropping coolers from planes, but the video is really cool, and it's still illegal to smuggle
cat coolers. Catcoolers.com. Catcoolers.com.
G'day, mates. Tech Roo here on location in Australia in search of a rare and elusive wild hare. Most think you would find him when the sun don't shine, but we will find him right here in this primitive Aboriginal outback. I would never consider an excursion like this without my Patriot Supply survivor gear in my pouch. No, not that pouch. I don't have a pouch. In my backpack. Besides the four-week emergency food supply kit that's back at home from preparewithmojo50.com, I've got an emergency blanket, my one-size-fits-all poncho, my snake bite kit, and my Alexa Pure Survival Spring Straw. Crikey, there's the wild hare now. Ain't he a beaut?
What's up, Dad?
Find some great deals at preparewithmojo50.com.
December 16th, 1773. And now, what really happened at the Boston Tea Party?
What are they doing?
They're throwing all the king's tea and coffee in the harbor to protest taxation without representation.
Do you think we should stop them? I really like my car.
Come on, it's not American Pride Roasters.
Yeah. That would be a trebuchet mockery.
American Pride Roasters, the choice coffee of real American patriots for over 250 years.
That's right. Get yours today at AmericanPrideRoasters.com. That's AmericanPrideRoasters.com.
And cut.
I don't think APR has been around quite that long, guys.
Oh, well, but what we do know for sure is that no APR coffee was thrown into the Boston Harbor in 1773.
Therefore, using transitive properties, since they didn't throw any in the harbor, clearly they liked it best.
At Romika Designs, we're more than just a laser engraving and specialty design company. Much more. I'm Ron Phillips, co-owner of Romika Designs, and if you can dream it, we can probably make it. We can custom laser cut and engrave on nearly all material. Great for one-of-a-kind gifts, home decor, business and specialty items, or personalized and logo designs created just for you or your company. Allow us to become your go-to gift and specialty project partner. Romika Designs can help make your ideas a reality. We're ready to help you design and create that special gift for any occasion or engrave your personal or business logo on just about any product. View our designs at romikadesigns.com or simply email us with your ideas. We specialize in custom design and we'd be honored to have the opportunity to discuss it with you. Call us at 817-400-4040, email info@romikadesigns.com, or visit us on the web at romikadesigns.com.
Hi, this is Rhea from Sunday Long Live Radio. Do you like
like chill-out music. Maybe you want some background music or when friends around. Or you're just having a barbecue. Or you're just working and you want something chilled on in the background. We play Beach Bar Latin Lounge 24-7. Get the Caribbean beach feeling without going anywhere. Check out WBN324.com. When you get there, click WBN324 Chill Out FM. Relax and enjoy. I'll see you Sunday.
American Uck Radio.
I would say the world's most underrated radio shows. American Uck Radio. This guy, Mike Phillip, is brilliant. I listen to him every day. Love your show. I really do. I'm a huge fan. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
American Uck Radio.
Back to Rock Friday on American Rock Radio. Can you believe that we're already in the last half of hour two, Chet? This is how it goes around here. I know I say it all the time, but it goes quick, doesn't it?
Yeah, it actually does. I mean, you think the listeners know it goes by pretty quick, but when you're doing it from this side, this angle, it goes even quicker.
Yeah, when you're sitting Amazing. Behind the mic, Joel in Texas, he requested a song, but he put this Justin Long thing from Idiocracy, a meme, I guess, in the chat room over at American Uck Radio Rebooted, which you can join by going to AmericanUckRadio.com. That's AmericanUckRadio.com. And it just so happens, Chet, that my producer, Don, has built me a folder full of stupid, funny crap, and I have that situation. Let's play it for Joel, should we?
Unaware of what year it was, Joe wandered the streets desperate for help. But the English language had deteriorated into a hybrid of hillbilly, valley girl, inner city slang, and various grunts. Joe was able to understand them, but when he spoke in an ordinary voice, he sounded pompous and faggy to them.
Hey, how's Ang, S.A.?
Yeah, right. Well, not so good. You know, I don't really know what's going on, but I'm seeing things. I think it might be because of these drugs the Army put me on. But if you could just get me well enough to get back to base.
Right. Kick ass. Well, don't want to sound like a dick or nothing, but it says on your chart that you're f***ed up. You talk like a fag, and your shit's all retarded. What I do is just you know what I mean? Like,
no, I'm serious here.
Don't worry, Scrub. Now there are plenty of tards out there living really kick-ass lives. My first wife was tarded. She's a pilot now.
I need for you to be serious for a second here, okay? I need help.
There's that fag talk we talked about.
I've actually known people like that. I have. And that's like the most intelligent conversation that they have is it's about at that level. I'm guessing you've known a few in your time, Chet.
Known a few. I am one.
That's why we're friends. Alice Cooper, The Ballad of Dwight Fry. Joel in Texas or New Orleans, I don't know.
Mommy, where's Daddy? He's been gone for so long.
Thank you.
Cooper, Ballad of Dwight Fry. Do you remember when he was actually on The Muppet Show? Do you remember that, Chet?
Vaguely.
Yeah.
Vaguely.
Yeah. And Sam, the American Eagle, was complaining because he dressed like a woman. And so I guess he was before his time. He would have fit in. He could have been a Navy admiral, actually.
Yeah. It's all about timing.
Yeah, I guess some people are just before their time. Let's get into one of our twofers. Let's do some Paul Simon. Does that sound good to you?
Sounds great.
I'm a fan. I really am. I'm a big fan of not so much. Well, his writing, like he's a really prolific songwriter. And Paul Simon never dressed like a woman, to my recollection. Mind you, I wasn't around him all the time. So. He might have, you know, for a brief period in the 60s. You never know. Paul Simon, too, for on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself. At the risk of being cruel, there must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key. Said it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me. Realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key. Just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key and get yourself free.
Mojo 5-0.
cool song. I mean, you just cannot, you can't listen to that without squirming around a little bit. Hey, Chet?
I know, right? Yeah. It made me use the word peppiest.
Peppiest? You're always saying that. The news cycle, it really sucks. It's kind of the same thing over and over again. Get vaccinated, don't get vaccinated. People are constantly coming out with new ways of making me not want to get vaccinated. And the story on the other side never changes, except I did see Fauci in a video last night blaming unvaccinated kids as the reason that vaccinated people are getting COVID. It's like this. I don't need more proof that this is all a big lie. I don't need more evidence. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and the more they talk about it, the more it becomes even more evident. And for those that don't see it by now, they're never going to see it.
You're not going to. That's just it. We've only got 7 minutes left, and we have a journey twofer left here. So I guess we're going to end up doing what you wanted.
It's funny how things work out.
It is funny how that works out. So, who's crying now? Hi, Chet. Who's crying?
Right?
You're not. I'm not crying. You're crying.
You're crying.
All right.
I'm not crying.
Who's crying now? Journey two for try not to kill yourself.
It's been a mystery. Still, they try. Two hearts go to realm. Who be left?
Looks like Journey's going to take us out. Don't forget to listen to the Leprechauns Rock 'em Sock 'em Saturday tomorrow on Mojo 5-0. Thanks for co-hosting, Chet. We're out of here.
Mojo 5-0.